Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. Responsible dog ownership is a topic that I've covered in the past. It's certainly a soapbox that I could stand on and talk about for hours. There is so much to being a dog parent or a pet parent in general that people don't think about, and that is one of the main reasons why we have animal shelters so full of animals. People commit to the responsibility of owning a pet, and then they realize that it's more than they bargained for. So it's really something that starts with the planning. It's something that starts before you ever bring a pet into your home. It's something that starts before you even start shopping around for a pet, whether you're going to rescue or adopt, or whether you're going to purchase from a breeder. All of that stuff comes second to the actual preparation. And today I was able to speak with Nora from One Mind Dogs, and she has created this website. She's been a dog trainer for many years and has created this website to focus on that platform of responsible dog ownership, and training, of course, is a big part of that, but there are resources on the site starting from before you even bring a pet into your home, and then, of course, in the puppy stages or the initial stages when you first adopt even an adult dog. Obviously, training is a big part of that, and then there are resources for pet owners who have adult dogs and senior dogs in their home, and you know, there are different responsibilities that come with that. So today I invited Nora on to speak with me about responsible pet ownership, and just to give some general tips so that if you are considering adopting a pet, if you're a first-time owner and you're not sure exactly what you're getting into, she shares some great information and some tips for preparing yourself and your family for the journey of pet ownership. Nora, welcome to Theory of Pets, and thank you for being on today. Can you start by introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Nora, and I'm from Finland, and I am a long-term dog training professional. I created here in Finland one of the first local dog training schools, and then we started to expand the method we teach. And in 2013, we launched this online service for One Mind Dogs. And since then, I have been building this global community, and we are going forward to our big mission. So we are on the mission for making dogs' lives better by teaching their people the dog's point of view. So that's our big mission, and I hope I can share some about that with you.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. And to think that you were one of the first, congratulations, that's really exciting.
Yeah, the local training school in Finland, that was in 2004 or 2005. So now that the dog training business has grown and expanded quite a bit also in here in Finland, and now with this online service and coach network, we reach the global dog communities.
It's so important to me, and one of the reasons that I reached out to you, you know, a lot of people think that if they get a dog and they read a book or take a dog training class, that everything's going to be fine, and they don't really think about all the other aspects of, you know, having another being, living being in your house, and you guys need to bond and connect. And so I love the approach that you take, that it's about not necessarily just training the dogs, but training us as well as dog owners. So I find that really interesting.
Yeah, great. Exactly. That's the point. So we also say that we don't actually train the dogs, so we train the people. And with that, we are able to also create some like amazing emotions and feelings, yeah, and create happiness in the life of these dogs and their people.
Certainly. And, you know, before you even adopt a dog, whether you're adopting an adult dog or a puppy from a breeder, there's a lot to think about it. And potential pet parents need to be prepared before adopting. What are some things that they should be doing to get ready before they even think about adopting a dog?
Well, first of all, this is really good question, because first of all, everyone who is going to have a dog or who would like to have a dog, it all should start with the question, am I like ready for this? Am I good? Is my personality ready for owning a dog? Because it requires very much commitment and activities and responsibility. And the other aspect is that you should also, it would be good to a little bit think about and write down your life and your like personality, in the sense that when you choose the breed, you can then think about like, okay, this breed looks really cute and fun, but when then you look at your personality and the dog's personality in the breed, they necessarily are not really good fit in each other. So it would be rather so that the dog would be good for your lifestyle and not the opposite, because then the happiness is not maybe the case in that way.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. I mean, you can teach dogs and you can teach humans, but you can't change people's lifestyle, you know. So if you make that mistake in the beginning, it just starts it all off on the wrong foot, which you know, I've seen, and I'm sure being a professional trainer, you've seen it more than I have. I see it quite often, and it's just a sad situation. It's sad for the dogs, it's sad for the people. Nobody's really happy and connecting the way that they should be. So definitely, you know, prepare in advance. And what are some things that should be done before you bring the dog home? If you're, you know, you've picked the dog that you want, whether it's an adult or a puppy, like puppy proofing, for example, you know, what are some things to do before you bring them into your environment?
I also want to add there, like, before you bring the dog and everything, like, I would really pay attention. If you take the dog from breeder, I would pay attention also for that, so that it's really valuable that the breeder or the rescue center, that the people there are like, you get along with them. So they can be a huge support for you also in the start and in the beginning with the dog, and if you have any problems. So, and when you bring the dog home, a good and responsible breeder, they have already done lots of good work with the puppies, like socialization and everything what comes to teaching the dogs to get to use different things. First of all, yeah, of course, you should be prepared. You should take all, make sure that the house and the apartment you live in is a safe place for the puppy. I think that is one of the most important things. So all the environment that you take the dog to, it should be always really safe. It doesn't matter what the puppy does, but it would be safe. That's the most important thing. So then it comes to electricity and different shoes or different food. So there are lots of things that you need to really be aware of that they might be really dangerous for the puppy.
And I know one of the biggest things that I'm always asked about is budgeting. People don't realize how expensive a dog is. They think about, you know, like maybe having them spayed or neutered as far as vet care and maybe the food, but they don't think about all of those little things and the long-term care with vaccinations and any kind of emergency surgeries, that kind of stuff. So can you share some tips for budgeting for a new pet parent?
Oh, great question. And I think this is an issue not discussed enough. I think it would be great if you are able to save some money already beforehand, and then you budget your own monthly expenses, you should also have one kind of amount that you put aside for the future. But also, if you think about budgeting in a big picture, the better you understand the responsibility of owning a dog, the less you might have problems and some like accidents and those kind of things. So again, we come to the puppyhood and the time that where you should really study your puppy and get to learn how the personality of the puppy and create a good bonding relationship with the puppy and know how it works and how it wants to work, and then teaching the basic stuff. And that way, you can have less problems and less costs also. But also, like, nowadays it's so super easy to buy stuff like secondhand, so it's really smart to go look for them. And the dogs, they are not children, even though we might think so sometimes. But it's to have a happy puppy, the most important thing is that you are creating a great relationship with the puppy.
Certainly. And, you know, the other thing when it comes to budgeting, you know, you mentioned looking at the big picture and just doing your research a lot. I think for some people, you know, it's so easy to get online, look at, you know, average expenses of a dog or, you know, things like that. And you can see what people are budgeting for, whether it's toys and food and all that stuff or vet expenses. So, you know, it's all about educating yourself. And that's what I love about One Mind Dogs is, you know, your focus is educating the dogs, but more so educating the people. And I think that's something that we quite often forget as adults and as pet owners is, you know, that we need some education on that too. Speaking of underestimating things when it comes to dogs, you mentioned briefly when we first started talking about the responsibility of pet ownership and how big that is, and it's often underestimated. Can you talk a little bit about that and some of the things that you think pet owners don't fully understand before they actually get a dog?
Yeah, that's a huge thing. And I think it's really important to talk about this issue as the dog ownership is a global mega trend. And especially in North America, you have more dogs there than you have even kids. So it's massive. And also what always when you are talking about this kind of growth, there are also more problems. So that's why this is hugely important issue. I think one factor for this is that the role of dog in the family has changed. So nowadays people have the pets like as part of the family and not necessarily only outside. It actually, of course, it increases the quality of the basic environment for the dogs. But on the other side, when we from human point of view, we easily might do like minor mistakes in the like everyday life, which could be easily done a little bit differently and then have less problems in the future. And that's what is One Mind Dogs about. Like, we really in the future we want to educate people to have these small bits and bites that they could actually think about, and then by that having a better life together. Responsibility, it starts from thinking of, are you a right person to have a dog first, and then where are you getting the dog from? Are you getting it from a responsible breeder or puppy mill or rescue center or wherever? So you can make, you are the one making the decision where you take the puppy from. And when then afterwards, the responsibility is a lot about understanding the dog and the dog's point of view and not keeping the keeping the dogs as they would think like humans. I feel that when the dog is part of the family, it's a great thing, and that should be the way. And it doesn't necessarily, like, that's not the problem. The problem is when we start to think from the human point of view that the dog is now wanting that, or I'm sure that the dog needs now this, and in many cases, that's not the fact.
And the responsibility of pet ownership, too. A lot of people think that, you know, when you first bring a dog home, that's when it's really hard and there's a lot of responsibility. But there's a lot of responsibility throughout a dog's entire life, and it changes, you know, as your dog grows and ages. Can you talk a little bit about how that responsibility changes as the dog goes through their life?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, first it starts with the basic education for the owner and the puppy. And and to make sure that you keep that up so that it's not only 2 months. So you should really go, like, it's a lifelong journey with the puppy. Even with the kids, we don't just quit the education after preschool or kindergarten. So it's really important that people, like, continue the relationship and training and everything. But when it comes, when the dog is adult, it needs activation. So there is no single breed that is bred for sleeping on the sofa. So it means that it's really important that dogs can go out, have fresh air. If it's possible to go in parks or forests to have a natural playground, and then to have maybe hobbies or just basic little training along the days. But also when it goes to older dogs, it's really important that you keep up them. Responsible dog owner keeps the dog activated also when they are old. That's like, for example, my dogs, they are pretty old already, and people don't realize that they are that old because they are so playful and joyful all the time. But on the other side, like, the sad point is that if your dog is really sick, I would, like, with the vet, I would like take it seriously, like, when it's time to let go also. So that's the end of the lifeline, and it's sad and rough issues what we are not talking about, but that's also very much about the responsibility, because you are making the decision.
And I'm glad that you touched on that. You know, that's one of those things that when you think about the responsibility of dog ownership, you kind of think of the fun things. You know, you do the training and dog walks and the feeding and all of that. But, you know, there are going to be some tough decisions along the way. A lot of them, most of them are health related. You never know, even if you get a dog from the most responsible breeder, it could still have some kind of a genetic disease that doesn't show up for years, or it, you know, could be some kind of an environmental cause that years later the dog is ill, and whatever the treatment might be, or, you know, when it comes to the time where it needs to be the end of that dog's life, it is a huge responsibility and something that I've had many dogs. I can't ever say that you're ready for that. Even if you've done it before, or, you know that it's coming, it's not easy. It's something that's very difficult. So I'm glad that you touched on that. You know, that's something to think about before you even get a dog, because those are things that will come along the line, whether it's 5 years or 15 years, it will be there.
Yeah, I would mention because nowadays we are facing lots of behavioral problems with dogs. So and that people would understand the fact that when they are dreaming about the great lifestyle with the dog, and that's really happy, and actually, like, according to several researches, dogs bring you happiness. But if you lack the training in the beginning, in the puppyhood, when that's the crucial part, I don't know if the end result would be so happy. So that it's really hard to think about the this issue when the dog is really cute and funny. But you should really think about the future. Like, make sure that you understand what you are going to do, like, after a year, if you want boating or if you want to travel a lot, if you are keeping the dog alone. So it has to be get used to all of these things during the puppyhood time. So then it becomes like comfortable dog and a friend to live with. But on the other side, if the dog is untrained, it's also it's a danger for the whole, like, environment around you guys. And I was also thinking that I would like to mention that the puppyhood time is sort of difficult, because in our mind, because we would like to go everywhere and to meet everything, and everybody wants to meet the puppy and stuff. But at that point, think about the future. If you want to have a really comfortable walks with the dogs in the city, and the dog would be aside of you and not barking at other dogs. That should be trained also right from the beginning when you get the dog. So that's also that's sometimes this is really, really difficult issue for some people, and I understand it. But then I recommend that people start to think about the adulthood of the dog and vision what it looks like, and then prepare the dog for that.
Absolutely. You know, I think that is kind of the general focus of our chat today is just, you know, you can't think about the next few weeks with your puppy or the next few months. It's really planning long term. A dog is a commitment. You use that word in the very beginning, and that's a word that I use all the time when talking to people about getting a new pet, whether it's a dog or a cat or any other animal that you have to take care of and be responsible for. It's a commitment, and it's something to take very, very seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And also one important thing I want to bring out is that it's really important to also like pay attention so to the dog like every day, so you learn to see how the dog reacts to some things and how it moves and how it jumps to somewhere, and because then you are able more easily to notice if there's something wrong. So that has also helped me with my kids, because I have my other kid had a serious illness problems, but he didn't have any symptoms. So then I noticed always like from minor changes in the behavior that, oh, there is something wrong. And then I took him to doctor, but without the background with professional dog competitions and competitive sports, I would have not been that smart. So that's really all important. And when it comes to children, children in families, that's also really important issue, so that to make sure that the dog feels good all the time. So the dog shouldn't be forced to do anything, for example, in the kids' place or anything if it's not comfortable with it. So but we are living with dogs and kids and mini horses and whatever you name it, and we are all happily all together. So it's all about the mindset you are having and being positive and open to the world.
Absolutely. And before we go too, I also wanted to mention your website, which is onemindogs.com. There's a link below this interview for anybody that's listening to the podcast. You can find that. And there's some fantastic resources on there. You've done a really great job putting the website together. There's so much great stuff about training dogs and being a responsible pet owner. So anybody that has questions, I would definitely encourage to check out the website too.
Great. And now we are actually launching new interesting stuff for puppies. So go there and subscribe to our newsletter. So,
Fantastic. And, yeah. Bookmark the page and check back for sure. And we chatted too earlier that I'd love to have you back on. And so hopefully we will be able to share that news with our listeners in the future as well.
Great.
And thank you again, Nora, so much for being here today to speak with all of our listeners. This is a really important topic. If anybody out there has questions for me or for Nora, please get on our website, theoryofpets.com. You can leave your questions right there. If I can't answer them, I will certainly pass them along to her so that she can get them answered for you. Again, check out One Mind Dogs. And when you're on our website, you can leave a quick review of the podcast if you enjoyed it. That really helps me when I'm reaching out to experts like Nora to get them to come on the show. If you guys can leave a quick review, that really helps me out. So I appreciate you guys listening, and I will be back with another hot topic very soon.